following Dafyomi recording begins with today's Daf from the 13th International Cycle. It's followed by a very fast review of the Daf that allows you to listen to the whole Daf within 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by exactly the same Daf at greater length, deeper explanations, and with a different group of people, either from the previous 12th cycle or even the 11th, and sometimes even the 10th. Today's daf in the Masechet Sukkah, brought to you by Ben Kolmot Yerushalayim, is daf Yud Aleph. And we're holding on the second line on the Lishna Achrina. Now, you remember that yesterday we had a mimer that was in the name of Rabbi Yudah Mershmuel. And over there, what we said was something very similar to what we want to say today, which was that it is okay if you sleep in a kilat chatanim. You remember that a kilat chatanim is a type of very thin canopy bed where you have just two poles that you put up at night. You connect them to the top and the bottom of the bed, and then you're able to sleep under them. And this is okay as long as the naklitin are not gavoin minamita asara. That's what we said yesterday. And all that was important is the height of these naklitin. Today we have a Lishna Achrina that says Mutar Lishan Bekilat Chatanim Besukah Lefi She'ein La Gag. That over here the point is that as long as you don't have a gag, there's nothing that's a tefach wide, then even if it was gavoa asara, it would be okay. As opposed to before we said Bevachaloyo Naklitin Gavoy Minamita Asara. Here it says, it doesn't matter, even if it is gavoa asara. So today we ask, also from the brayta that we spoke about yesterday, Meitve, Hayashen b'kila b'sukah lo yatza yedei chovato. Here it says, you're not yotze. And Shmuel is quoted as saying, you are yotze. So yesterday when we asked that question, we said that's talking about that it was gavoa asara. We can't answer that today, because today he said, even if it is gavoa asara. So today, we answer, achumayaskinan, b'sheyesh lagag. That's talking about that there's a little strip. But there's the two poles that you use, actually two boards, were a tefach, and you have a sarah, you have a slight gog, and that passes it. And that's the problem, because that's a real oh. Okay, then we ask the other question. Tashma, naklitin shnayim. The definition of the word naklitin is that there are two bedposts, one at the top in the middle and one at the bottom in the middle. And the definition of the word kinofot is that there are four bedposts along which a canopy is spread in both cases. Now, if you're poreis, therefore a canopy, agape kinofot, which has four poles, then it's psula, because then it's a true ohel. But if it's spread on two poles, naklitin, it's kosher. So far, so good, except for the next line. Uh-oh. Here Shmuel had said it doesn't even matter if it's more than asara, because if it doesn't have a gag, what's the difference? And here the Braita says, Bifirush, not like that. Hogovoy minamita asara. It's quite clear from the Braita that if it was gavoa asara, that it would be psula. And this is clear, afopisha ein lagag. This isn't the naklitin, specifically or poles. Answers the Gemara, and this is a new idea, that we were in Machalik before, that naklitin, we had the same concept before. We're talking about the difference of kavua and non-kavua, but not the difference between naklitin and kinofot, but after the nafkamina, between a chupat chatanim and a regular bed. Here we want to say naklitin are different because they're kavua. And if they're kavua, in other words, they're part of the bedposts are part of the actual headboard and footboard. So that's part of the construction of the bed. Therefore, since they are kavua, they already will pass l'malam yasara. So I don't understand. If they're kavua, then why aren't they the same as the kinofot? And the kinofot pass all even if they're just one tefah. So lahavik kinofot. No, because what we're saying is that there are differences in levels of our concern. In other words, vis-a-vis kinofot, the naklitin are not kavua because they're just two poles. They don't really provide a permanent place for the canopy. I mean, it's constantly just slipping on the two poles. But vis-a-vis the kilat chatanim, where the kilat chatanim is something that you just stick up for the night. It's not part of the headboard and the footboard. So the gabe, the kilat chatanim, they're considered to be kavua. Therefore, vis-a-vis the kilat hatanim will be makpid on them if they're gavoah asara, because they're more chomer than the temporary kilat hatanim. But vis-a-vis the kinofot, we're not going to be makpid on them if they're less than asara, because they're not really as kavuah as part of the bed. Dorash Rabba Bar Avuna, mutar lishon bekila. Rabba Bar Avuna says an amazing thing. You could sleep in a full canopy, even though it has a gag, even though it's gavoah asara. All of this discussion is moot. What's the difference if you're in a bed covered with a canopy in your sukkah? And who's that going according to? Come on. That's going on libet Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that lo ati ol arayin umevatele leo keva. When you have a bed in a house, isn't it a little bit ridiculous to say, well, because you have a canopy in the bed, technically you're not in the house. Obviously you're in the house. The house subsumes the bed. We didn't say that a temporary bed is considered to be the equivalent of leaving the house? I mean, doesn't that seem to be exaggerated? It doesn't leave the house. So therefore, you're still in your sukkah. What's the nafka mean if you have a temporary boyo inside of your permanent house? I mean, vis-a-vis a house, a bed is movable. You put it one place, you put it another place. That's compared to the house. That is not kavua. Therefore, if you're sleeping under your canopy, it should be kosher, even if the canopy is completely an oral. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, and that's the Mishnah. It's not. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to have this Mishnah a bit later, that we, as Talmidim, used to be noheg, like Yinayinu. There's no room in the main sukkah, so we slept under the beds in order to be in the sukkah, to listen in to the Divrei Torah, the Zekenim. So we were nohegim lishon tachat hamita b'fnei hazekenim, and there was no problem. It was completely okay, even though we were under the bed. Wait a minute. If he's going on libet Rabbi Yehuda, then for heaven's sakes, all he needed to do is say halachah Rabbi Yehuda. It's weird to make a whole halacha, and then we have to discover, oh, who's he going according to? He's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's a fair shemishna. If all he wants to tell us is the halacha lamaisa, let him say halacha lamaisa, Rabbi Yehuda. So what am I missing here? Is it lema halacha Rabbi Yehuda? No, he is telling us a chiddush. Because remember that the case of Rabbi Yehuda is that we were sleeping under the bed. Now, you might have thought that the reason Rabbi Yehuda is meikel is because it was under the bed. What's the difference? Because an ohel may be defined by something that is made for the area that it's covering. You sleep under the bed, a bed is essentially made for its top, not for sleeping under, obviously. In which case, maybe that's the point of Rabbi Yehuda's sake. For that, we're not makpid. That's an ol haroi that is not even worth. It comes along, therefore, the new psak, even though it's aliba, the Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Bar Avuna wants to teach us that you shouldn't think that this is a factor in Rabbi Yehuda's psak. See, Omar Halakha Rabbi Yehuda, had he said it straight out like that, so then Hava Mina Hanimilin Mitar would say, okay, a bed is made to sleep on top of it, so it's made for its gav, the legaba asuya. But a kila is made to protect the inside of the kila, and therefore you're sleeping inside of a bed. Maybe over there he wouldn't have said that lo ati ol arayim avatel ala okva. Kamash Malan comes along Rabbi Bar Avuna to say, listen, the only factor that Rabbi Yehuda takes into consideration in his psak is time of the Rabbi Yehuda to lo ati ol arayim avatel ala okva. That's the issue. Is it permanent or is it not vis-a-vis the subsuming ohel? And therefore, loshna mita, loshna kila, do not introduce new factors that were not part of his psahak. And now we have Richie giving us his Russian rendition of Hidlat aleha et hagefen. So we mentioned earlier, here we're finally at the mission itself, somebody trains a vine, either a grapevine, or a pumpkin vine, or an ivy, and then you go ahead and you're misachech, and obviously that's chach is chach possible, because it's mechuber lekarka, and as we're going to see later on, anything that is mechuber is not kosher. And then you put schach that was kosher on top of it. It's still possible, unless either so if you had harbe, I mean more schach kosher, schach posu mevatele. So here bo aleh schach kosher. Oh, shekotzet son, or you just cut them off. Now that's interesting because you just cut them off. It's mashma that there's no problem of taaseh velo mena asuya. You cut them, but at the time that you made the sukkah, it wasn't kosher, and now you didn't remake the sukkah, so apparently there's no problem of making something kosher ex post facto, and it's now a sukkah. And that's what we're going to be getting into in the sukkah over here. Of course, the famous issue of Taaseh V'lo Mena Asuya. So it would be kosher. Zakla, as far as what schach kosher is, the rule is that kol shehu mekabel tumah, anything that is mekabel tumah, or if it's ein gidulo min ha'aret, even if it's not mekabel tumah, something that did not grow from the ground, it's not kosher for schach in mesachachimbo. But something which is both a dover shehu mekabel tumah and it's gidulo min ha'aret, it's mesachachimbo, and you don't have to worry about any other issue. Those are the requirements. Yantiv Rav Yosef kamei de Rav Huna. So Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna, and he was sitting over halacha. And he said, when it says in the Mishnah, O shekotetzan kishera, you should know that Rav says it's not so pashut. It's only kishera if you moved it. So you have to pick up the schach, pick up every piece, put it back down again after you cut it off the ground, because otherwise it's going to be possible because of tasa velo min asur. So therefore, tzarich lenanea. Omalei Rav Huna, so when Rav Huna hears that from Rav Yosef, he says, oh, that, Shmuel said that. Shmuel Amra, you said it in the name of Rav. Shmuel said it. That really got Rav Yosef upset. Adrina Rav Yosef went up, so he turns his face away. God, in a dumb comment. Did I ever say Shmuel didn't say it? What did I say? I said Rav said it. Maybe Shmuel also said it. Well, what's your point? What makes you think that that's something against Shmuel saying it? I just said, I'm a Rav. Fine, I'm a Shmuel. Could be. You don't understand what I'm telling you. I'm telling you Rav didn't say it. I'm not telling you Shmuel said it. What I'm telling you is that Shmuel was the only one who said it. Shmuel Amra velo Rav. Because I could tell you for a fact that Rav was actually makshir without a problem of lifting it up and down. And he said that apparently there's no pgam here for some reason of tasa velo min ha'asri. Because I'll tell you the actual case. This is what happened. Rav Amram Chasida held that tzitzit is a mitzvah even in the nighttime. Since tzitzit is a mitzvah even in the nighttime, it's a mitzvah taseh that is not toli bizman. It's always chayav. If it's not toli bizman, it would mean that women have to wear tzitzit. So indeed, sure enough, he went around putting on tzitzit on his wife's aprons. And it was heavy duty. So he went ahead, and it was Rama Tachalta the Parjuma in Shebete. But you know what he did? He took a shortcut. He was tol'an, v'lo pasak rosh echutim shalem. He was told of the tzitzit, but he didn't cut. He forgot to cut the bottom. So what did he do? He took one thread of tzitzit, put it down on the table, bent it three times. So now he got four chutim, right? Puts it through as four chutim as once, intending to cut it, you know, at the bottom. Forgets to cut it at the bottom. Ties the tzitzit, does the whole thing with the loose end, you know. And, oh my gosh, that even for heaven's sakes, I'm going to make the tzitzit ex post facto, because now when I cut them, all of a sudden we'll have the eight threads, right? But until now, I only had one thread, essentially, or two threads, if you want to count the two. So he comes to Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, and he asks him, is this kosher? Or is there a problem over here of Tasav Alominos? So Rav Chiya Bar Ashi told him, I could tell you that Rav held that once you cut them, they become kosher. Not because he doesn't hold of the psul of Tasav Alominosui, but because cutting them is the asiyah. Where does it say that the asiyah is inserting them? The asiyah is doing something to the thread. When you act upon the thread to be makshirit, that is sufficient. So, mafsik and cherry. Okay, so what do you see from there? That when it says ta'aseh, doesn't mean the whole thing. You don't got to do the full monty. You just do something. So in this case, in our case in the Mishnah, it's the same thing. You did something. What did you do? You took a knife and you cut them off of the ground. So now the dalat is no longer attached to the ground. Okay, that's the equivalent of cutting the threads. So the same way that over there, alma psikatan zo esiatan, you see that Rav Shita is, that the act of cutting is the act of asiya. So in here too, ochanami by the sukkah. Ketzitzatan zo yasiatan. So cutting it would be sufficient, and that's why, don't make faces at me, that's why I'm telling you that Rav never would have said what you said. Rav holds that there's no pagam here of tasav and omen also without lifting up each piece. It's fine to just cut it. Wait, but Shmuel does hold that? You mean to say that Sava Shmuel lo amrina psikatan zoyas yatan? Shmuel indeed argues on that issue and he does not believe that when you cut it, that's the equivalent of making it. V'atani Shmuel mishum Rabbi Chiya. He til l'shnei kranot bevat achat. Shmuel said like this. He quotes Rabbi Chiya in Braita. So he says, over there, you suppose you take a real shortcut. You put in the tzitzit in two corners at once, intending to cut it in the middle, and then you've got kosher tzitzit on both. That's really easy. So the din is that if you're posting Rosh Chutin Shalom, it's kosher. So obviously Shmuel holds that it's kosher ex post facto with any asiyah. We don't say tasav alomen asiyah. So I'm assuming that the case over there was that you also did the kshira, right?
Before you cut it,
you did the kshira. So apparently it's exactly the same as Rav. No, says the Gemara. You thought my love kosher v'acharkach posay. No. First he was posek, and then he was kosher. That's why Shmuel said it's not a problem. Because the asiyah of the tzitzit is the tying of the tzitzit, and that you did after you had eight threads in each corner. Posek v'chakach kosher. So what's the chiddush? I understand. I mean, that any child would tell you. You tie your tzitzit. What's the difference how you got the threads in the tzitzit? It's got to be talking about that you did do the tying. No, I'll tell you there's still a chiddush, see? Because ma'od etema, I might have thought that the psul of Tasev Alomina Asui extends even to the insertion of the ptilim. Why would I have said that? Because I might have thought that Be'inan Knaf Beshat Ptil. So the Al Kanfei Big Dehem, the ptil, means that I should be making it into, what makes it into a ptil, these ptilim, each one of them, is that they're a separate thread. So if I first make them Al Haknaf and then turn them into ptilim, that's no good. So maybe part of the asiyah of the tzitzit is the insertion of the threads, not only the tying. And leka, therefore, kamash malan, that there is no such halacha. But ein hachinami. Shmuel would never have said what Rav said, that if you actually tied, that would also not be a problem of tasev alomenos. Kamash malan, only this case. Ask the Gemara mitzvah. Tal an velopa sakra shechutim shalem psulim. Yeah, what are you going to do with the? It says the first in a bright. You hang the tzitzit, and you did not cut the chutim. It's puzzle. The word puzzle means it's puzzle. Not that you can subsequently be machshir by cutting it. I mean, if you could subsequently be machshir, it should just say yachtoch roshechutim. Here it says puzzle. Mashman's puzzle forever unless you do the whole thing, right? So puzzle olam, which is not like Rav. My lot psulim olam that you have to rab. Om lecha rab, no. Psulim just means it's psulim until you do something to take care of it. It means ad shiipasku. But once you're posek, it would be kosher. Shmuel amar psulim liyaylam. Shmuel, it's always pasul. V'chein amar Levi psulim liyaylam. V'chein amar Rav Matzah amar Shmuel psulim liyaylam. Or some say even better. Rav Matna didn't quote Shmuel as saying a theoretical issue. Rav Matna said, I had a problem, personally. And Om Rav Matna, I made a mistake in making my tzitzit like that. And I wanted to know whether it would be kosher if I cut it. So I tired the coming to my Shmuel to ask him. And he told me, buddy, you got to start all over again. It's still in the oil. If you did your kshira before the cutting, it's all over. Tal'an v'achakach pasak rashi chutim shalem psulim. Here it says beferish in the Braita, not like Rav. Your tele, you did the kshira, and then your posek the chitim, and turn them into eight, they still are possible. And we find exactly the same thing by sukkah. Ta'aseh v'lo menasui. When it says in the Terech Chagah Sukkot, ta'aseh lo lechak. That means you've got to make it as a sukkah. And mikan amru. Therefore, they said from here, based on this, that in a case where you had initially made your sach with a vine, or with a pumpkin vine, or with a ivy, et akisos, and your mesachich on top of it, it's still puzzle. Now, still puzzle if what? I mean, if you didn't cut it. Echidami. Yilai mebishalo cuts it, son. What does this have to do with your introduction? Your introduction is the concept of tasa. Volominalis. And therefore, we can derive from that. I mean, if you didn't cut it, it has something to do with that. If you didn't cut it, it's because of the fact that it's mechubel karka, right? That it just doesn't cut it for schach. And therefore, it would be possible without tasev eliminasi. So, ilay mebishalo katsasad, mayari mishum tasev eliminasi. Typically, the mechubarim nino. El, it's got to be talking about even though you were katsasad. And nonetheless, it says psula. Shmamina, that you don't say like Rav. You don't say kitzitzatan zoi asiyotan. And it's a tiyuf to the Rav. How do you like that? Not necessarily. I mean, maybe it's talking about this case. You didn't really cut it in a clear way. What you did was, is you pulled on it when you were pulling it down, you just pulled on it a little bit more, which detached the living brain from the tree. But it's still connected. That doesn't look like you did anything. In fact, theoretically, had you made it look like Hila with that, it would have been okay. But there's no clear-cut act of an asiya that would satisfy the requirements of tase. That just doesn't cut it. So therefore, you were shalfina shlufet and lo mitkira asiya didu. Okay, fine, you can explain that braita. What about the first braita? I mean, mikoma, the first braita is a problem. It says, talan v'chakach pasak. I mean, pasak means you literally cut it with a buzzsaw. And nonetheless, it's puzzle. That's kasha l'rav, right? Yeah, okay, fine. That's kasha l'rav, you're right. Anyway, is it possible that this whole issue that we're saying is machlokas Rav Shmuel about whether psikatan has a din of tasa and there's no problem of tasa v'lo mana asri without lifting it up and down, could it be that it's actually a machlokas tanaim? Leme ketanai. Where would we have a question of tasa v'lo mana asri from the hadasim? And we have a case later on, the Mishnah, that talks about a hadas. The hadas, oftentimes we don't see this because they get rid of them before we buy them, but when the hadas grows, it grows with little berries on it. Those berries we call the anavim of the hadas. So if you have too many berries on your hadas and they outnumber the leaves, it's possible. But you can be pull them off. If you pull them off, so then you're marshed. However, you're not supposed to do that on yontif itself, because it would be like making the hadas kosher. So it's like tikkun mana. You don't do tikkun mana. How about if you did do it? Is it kosher b'diavad or not? So ovar v'likta, the Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzedek holds that it's possible, afal pikin. The chachamim hold that it's kosher. Now, I mean, it looks like this is what they're arguing in. You already put together your lulav with the mother meat. I mean, you remember, I get your lulav before yontif. And we're going to assume that that igud is the asiya of a lulav. Now, the problem is, at the time that you were ma'aged the lulav, actually you didn't have kosher adas. Now you want to ex post facto turn the adas to be a kosher adas by pulling off the berries. So it's going to be tasa v'lamanos. So what is the machlokas? Whether pulling off the berries is the asiya, which is the equivalent of the psika of the branches, or the cutting of the chutim, which would mean that we have here a machloket between Rabbi Shimon bar Yotzadik and the Chachomim as to whether you satisfy the requirements of Tasa v'lo ben Asri by doing an act which is not making the whole thing, but it's an actual act. So therefore, I'm achieving my creation of my lulav by tearing off the berries. That's also an asiya, right? So maybe that's the machlokas.
Tase
u'melo
menase is
shaykh,
that every mitzvah that says
tase. The lashon of tase. But what we're saying is, look, we've got different madrigas. The classic case by the sukkah where everybody agrees, including Rav, the case beferish in the Mishnah, where we have a haystack. Now you hollow out the haystack. When you hollow out the haystack, everybody agrees that that is a sukkah that is puzzle, because the schach, which is the hay on top, appears by itself, so to speak. Only after you hollowed it out is it tzchach. Before that, it wasn't tzchach. Why does Rav agree over there? Because you didn't do anything to the tzchach. You did nothing to the tzchach. Tzchach remains without any asiya whatsoever. In this case, where I have to cut the tzchach, Rav is saying cutting it is the asiya of the tzchach. Who's to say it has to be tzchach that you put down, you cut it, that makes the tzchach? Shmuel says even that's not enough. The making of the schach is the concept of the sichuch. It has to be, the mitzvah has to be done at that point, what it's meant for. So now, the same issue would be true about the making of a lulav. Is the making of a lulav putting it together as it's kosher, or can you make your lulav by making it kosher when it's already a good? So, if we assume, now we're making a few very important assumptions over here, which we're going to see we can easily change. But Savrua, in the Beit HaMedrash, they always assumed that both Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok and the Chachamim agree that a lulav must be linked together in an aguda. So lulav tzarech aga. If the lulav tzarech aga, then there is a concept of taz, right? That is making the aga. Furthermore, even though it doesn't say befeirush, the lashon of taze by the lulav, but it does say it by sukkah. So yalfina lulav mi sukkah. We're also making an assumption that just like the Torah was makbid on Tasev Alomina Osir on the Sukkah, it's makbir on the minim of Chag HaSukkot as well. Because it says Chag HaSukkot Tasev Lacha. No, it's Binyanav. Binyanav. Okay, so then what's left, if you're assuming those 2 points? What's left to argue with? The only thing that's left to argue is my love, welcome if again. Man, the makshir, sover, amrin, gabi, sukkah, kitzitzatan, zohi, asiyata. So apparently the Chachomim hold that if you cut something, it's kosher. So same thing would be by the schach, it's kosher. So too by the lulav, it would be kosher if you pull off the berries of your hadassah. Se gabi lulav nami amrinan, lekitatan, zohi, asiyatan. Whereas Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadaka says it's nonetheless possible, he holds apparently that we would not say such a thing, that we do not say it not by sukkah, just like Shmuel didn't say it, and so too by the lulav we don't say lekitatan zoyasiyatan. Now it works out perfectly, but that's a problem. Would they be arguing in a machloket tanoim? Look, there's no reason to assume this, because it may well be that the Kuleyame lo amrin gabi sukkah ketzitzatan zoyasiyatan. Maybe nobody would hold of Rav. Maybe the reason that it's kosher over here, according to Rachamim, is because they don't believe in this binyanav, and they don't think that it makes sense to learn out the minimum of the sukkah that are kosher for lulav out of the sukkah itself. Maybe that's the machlokas. So halacha, the melech lulav misukkah kamiflege. Man de machshir savar lo yafina lulav misukkah. Someone who says it's kosher says, why would I think that there's a din of taseh bichlal on a lulav? Doesn't say it anywhere. Uman de pasa savar. Yeah, but it says it by the sukkah, so we can learn it to the lulav. Or you know what? I could say it otherwise. I could say, you know what? Maybe everybody would have agreed that we do learn sukkah min lulav. You know what? But the question is whether lulav requires agat or not. That's the question. Anybody would hold that lulav is tzorech agad, would agree that we learn out lulav misukkah. The question is there asiya at all of a lulav? Who says there's an asiya of a lulav? That we're going to see as a machlokas. Welcome if we get. Mar sovar tzorech agad. So one man yomer holds a lulav requires agad. Well, mar sovar ain't tzorech agad. And we know that there is such a machlokas, an extant machlokas about that. It's pepluk to the hanitanoi. It's the machlokas that we find in the following bright, the Tanya. Lulav, whether the lulav is connected and you take all the minim at once, or ben she'eno agud, makes no difference. You can pick up your arba minim without their being connected to each other, and it's all kosher. Reb Yudah says, no, only if it's agud, it's kosher. If it's not agud, it's pasul. Where do you get that from, and where does it say anywhere that the minim of a lulav are meant to be connected? My time at Reb Yudah, he says, look, is there not a gzereshav of kicha, kicha, misteyefra? There's also a gzereshav of lekicha, lekicha, from the agudat ezov that we have by Mitzrayim. So what does it say there? Well, lekachtem agudat ezov, and you tovel it in the dam, you put it on the mashkof, and so on, right? Now, over there, it calls it an agudat ezov. So you see that lekicha is not separate pieces. It's pieces tied together. That's shayach lekicha. So it also says the same lashon of lekicha by the minim of the lulav. It says ulakachtem lechem beyom harishon pri etzadar kapot tamarim anaf etzavot arvei nacha. So you see, just like in Mitzrayim, the lekicha was with an aguda achas, hafkan baguda rabban, and the rabbanon hold we don't learn. They were mekayim. Such a fact that it's kicha kicha. It's not lekicha lekicha. It's two separate gzereshavos. We were never makabel gzereshavos lekicha lekicha lo yalfina. So maybe that's good for the machlokas between Reb Yudah and the Rosh Hashanah Tzadok and the Chachamim. Who's to say it has anything to do with the question of whether pulling off the anavim of the hadas is machshir? So maybe there's no din of lulav tzorech agad, and if there's a din of lulav tzorech agad, maybe there's no din of taseh by the lulav. There's so many factors here that, of course, you can't derive that Rav and Shmuel are arguing in the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and the Chachamim. Now, Kamana Zahadatanya, here we have an interesting compromise between these two shitot that seems to be going according to no one. I mean, it says over here that a lulav, it's a mitzvah to take your lulav when it's all tied together. But imlo agdo, if you weren't mekayim that mitzvah, would still be kosher. That doesn't work out according to anybody. I mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a deoraita. You have to be magid. If it's not magid, I learned it out from Zereshava. It's possible. So So how could you say if you didn't, it's okay? And if it's going according to the Rabbanan would say, we never heard of Gzeira Shavah of Lekicha Lekicha. Well, where the heck would you come up with this weird idea of you need to tie your lulav together? You know, you might as well say you need to sprinkle water on your lulav. Well, you figure it up yourself. So it doesn't work out according to anybody. You Rabbanan on my mitzvah. Le'yoylam Rabbanani. Not true. It could be going alibra Rabbanan. And mitzad the din of the lulav. 100%. There's absolutely no need to make an agad. But legabe prettifying your lulav, which is a din in Zekeli van Veyu, it looks nicer when it's all held together, not just loose pieces of different twigs. So now it becomes something beautiful. So it's bishum Zekeli van Veyu, hitna elifanav mitzvot, which now defines a mitzvah of its own. That's why it says mitzvah l'arta. Well, it's not Rabbanan, it's not an arkiv in the mitzvah. Yeah, it's not a din in this mitzvah in particular. It's a separate mitzvah. So you were a Makayim Zekeli van Veyu. The truth is, it's more than a separate mitzvah. It defines lechatchila how you should make a mitzvah.
Yidur.
Which, that's halacha, yeah. Minani Mila. Ask the Gemara, where do we get this last bit? Well, Mishnah ends with a rule. The general rule is, we have two criteria, and only two. It has to be Gedulei Ben Haaretz, and it has to be Eino Mekabel Tuma. I mean, where does it say that? So you say Zeh Kol Davar Mekabel Tuma. From where is this called? Omer Shlokish. Look, the sukkah is essentially Ananei Kavod, right? The Torah defines the Ananei Kavod essentially early on in Maaseh Bereishis, and defines cloud as something that is Gedulei Karka, because it says Ve'ed Ya'ale Min Ha'aretz. The mist rose from the earth. So that means just like an eid is a dovish in Mekabel Tuma, and its gedulei is min haaretz. So too, the sukkah has to be a dovish in Mekabel Tuma, the gedulei min haaretz. Wait a minute, but not everybody agrees that the sukkah was a cloud. It was a big machlokas. Sanich leman diyamran hani kavodayu. When it says ki besukot o shafti et bnei Yisrael, what were those sukkot? Where it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them sukkot. Well, in what sense? The Anani HaKavod were their sukkah, provided them protection and so on. So, okay, then we have a right to learn from Eid Yaleh that the Torah is defining how to view a cloud. You view a cloud as Gedulei Karka.
Look at clouds from
both sides. Mamash, if you hold that the sukkah is not related to the Anani HaKavod, it was an actual building. I mean, how do you know? Maybe they used their shirts, you know, to be the sukkah, you know, put up their drying shirts, the laundry, and that became the roof of the sukkah, which would be a dover that's a kabel tuma, or maybe it was, you know, a nylon shirt. It wasn't Gedulei Min Haaretz, you know. You know. So how do you know? Maybe it would even be something that would be awesome. So where are you going to learn it from? Michael Amema? The Tanya. Is there such a machlokas? Indeed. Ki besukoto shafti et b'nei Yisrael. That is a reference, according to Rabbi Eliezer, to the Anane HaKavod HaYudiv Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva says, no, besukot are huts. And the besukot mamash asulayim. They built sukot and they were real sukot. So if you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, okay, makes sense to learn it out. Ve'edi alaminoret. But according to Rabbi Akiva, how do you know? Rabbi Akiva, Michael Amema? So Rav Dini, when he came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, well, Rabbi Yochanan explained it, that there's a whole different Makor, not from the Eid Yaleh, but from the Pasuk of Chag HaSukkot Ta'aseh. So that Chag HaSukkot Ta'aseh is also a hekesh to the din of Sukkot Ta'aseh. And therefore, it's makish the sukkah to the Chagiga. The Chagiga is an animal, right? So an animal is not Mekabel Tuma. No live thing is Mekabel Tuma, except a human being. And an animal is called Gedulo Min Haaretz. Therefore, a sukkah has to be Dovash in a Mekabel Tuma, and it has to be Gedulo Min Haaretz. Wait a minute. So why can't you? Yeah. Why can't you use an animal? So why don't we say that just like the Chagiga is Balei Chayim, so a sukkah should also be Balei Chayim? Why not make it put your cow on your sukkah, or use the skin that hasn't been processed, it's not a kabel tuma yet, use that for your sukkata. Kiyata Ravi, Om Rabbi Yochanan, you're right, that wasn't a very good one. You know what Rabbi Yochanan learned it out from? He learned it out from the definition of Chag HaSukkot. What is it? Why does it say Chag HaSukkot Taselecha Shivat Yamim Bo'os Pechah Migornecha Miyikvecha? When you collect from your Goren Yekel. So that seems to be relating the Asifa from your Goren and your Yekev to your Sukkah. So just like the Goren V'Yekev, the leftovers, the psolet Goren V'Yekev, HaKatuv Medaber, we're going to prove, it's not talking about the contents of your Goren, which is food stuff. It's not talking about the constant contents of your Yekev, which is drinkable wine. So therefore, it means the leftover branches, the things that cannot be eaten, so but they're things that grow from the ground. And since they're psolet, they're not makabel tumah. Wait a minute. How do you? Maybe it means the actual goren v'yekev. You say it means psolet goren v'yekev akatuv medaber. Maybe it's the goren itself. Maybe it means to use the wheat, and maybe it means to use the yekev. I'm Rabbi Zera. To use the yekev. How can you use a yekev? The yekev is a liquid. How in the world could you have a liquid sukkah? That's not possible. So in the same way, you can't have a liquid sukkah. The yekev can't possibly mean the contents of the yekev. So to the goren doesn't mean the contents of the goren. Said Rabbi Yirmiyahu, well, wait a minute. Who's to say that it means a liquid? You never heard of condensed wine. You know, the kind of stuff to kill the Romans off? Maybe it's yayin karush, gelled wine. A little bit of lead goes a long way.
Jelly with wine, gelled wine.
Gelled wine. And that, you know, that's imported from Schneer, which is in Barnea's neighborhood. So maybe it's that. Which it looks like. It really looks cool. It's like igule dvela. It looks like these pies, you know, that you make out of pressed figs. And that's what it looks like. So why can't you cover your whole sukkah with that stuff? Shoot, says the Gemara, says Rabbi Zera. That's such a nice shot. And he comes along and he shoots it through the heart. Can't trust anybody nowadays. Om Rabbi Zera, Om Milta Havibion, we finally had a good shot, according to Rabbi Akiva. And he comes along and he throws a hatchet right through it by saying there's such a thing as condensed wine. Comes along Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Shodabanarga. Ravashi says he didn't. It's not a fatal blow. The learning is not from the fact that it can't be a liquid. It's from the word meek. Why do you say meek? What were you, Osef? You're Osef, the entire contents of your Goren, right? Why me Gornecha? If it's only talking about the Simcha of the Sukkot. Fine, you brought all your food in, all your wine in. The me Gornecha means something that is taken out of the Goren that you do not use for your food stuff, and it's not going into your silo. So what is that? That's the psolet. You take out all of the branches and little pieces of junk that are inedible. And over there, that's what you got to use for your schach, not the goren itself. So therefore, miyek bigornecha is not the goren per se. Miyek vecha is not the contents of the yekev itself. Rav Chista Amar, Rav Chista says actually, it's a remez in Nechemia. Where over there, they came, they're in Yerushalayim, they're making their first sukkot. So it says over there, to be mavir a kol all across the yishuv, tzu hahar, v'avi ali zayit, v'ali et shemen, v'ali hadas, v'ali tamarim, v'ali etz avot, la'sot sukkot. So apparently, you need to have dafka, these kind of things, for your sukkot. But isn't a hadas etz avot? It's a weird pasuk. I mean, we learned anaf etz avot by definition is the hadas. So why does he mention separately etz avot and hadas? Om Rav Chisit, that's the whole point. There is such a thing as a hadas that you can only use for chakas sukkot for building your sukkah with. You can't use it for your lulav because a hadas shoter is not avot. That's exactly the pagam. A hadas shoter. The wild hadas never grows three leaves from one spot. It's om, and therefore it's not avot. It's not covered fully the way a beautiful hadas is. It's just, it's the same species. It looks like the same leaves, but it doesn't have that beauty. So it's not the eitz avot. The eitz avot you collect for your lulav. The hadas shoteh is usable for a sukkah. So by giving over the kruz in this fashion, you can imagine everybody scratching their head. So memela, they derived the halacha. Don't think just because you collected hadasim, you got enough for chag ha-sukkot.
Right.
You have to get eitz avot. Ooh, what do you do with your hadasim? Put it on top of your sukkah. So that becomes your schav. Beautiful. Lishnach rina amrila. Om revir amishmu mutar lishon bikilat chatani misuka lafisha in lagat. Afa pisha gavoa asara. Here's the halach. Pireis haga bekinafot psua. Haga bein yaklitin kshera, but bevach shlo haga klitin gavoa min amita asara tvachim. Okay, what does that tell you? That haga vah min amita asara posel, even though in lagag. Yeah, but it's different. Nakleted or kaviyeh. Why not go all the way at Pasalit? They should be like Kinofot. because legabe kinofot lo kavi, legabe kila kavi. Darash Rabba Baravuna, mutar lishol bekila. I don't care if it has a gag. I don't care if it's gavoa asara. Come on, tribute a domar loa tiol arai, umevatel o keva detanat. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, noagina yinu, lishon tachat ami. Amita bifnei azakenim. So then why didn't he just say aloha krib yuda? Because Iomra aloha krib yuda, hava mina hanimili mita, because mita is the gaba asuya. But akila, which is a tocha asuya, maybe Rib Yuda would not have agreed. Kamash Raman, time of the Rib Yuda is the lo ati ola rayim avata lo keva, loshna mita, veloshna kila. Hidla alea et hagefen vet hadalat vet hakisuz v'sichech hagabam psula v'im haya sichuch harbe mehen o shekatzatzam kishira ze akla kosh umekabel tuma v'en gidulo men haaretz en mezachachim bo v'chol davar sheni mekabel tuma and it's also gidulo men haaretz mezachachim bo yativ Rav Yosef kamida Ravuna v'yativ v'ka'oma. When it says in the Mishnah, O Shekotzan Kshera, the Omar Rav, only if you were Menania, Tzarek Lenania. Omele Ravuna, none of that Shmuel, Omra. I do know if Yisrael Ape. What? Did I ever say not? Mikamino Gadolo Omra Shmuel? All I said was Omar Rav, could be Omar Shmuel too. Omele Ravuna, no, what I'm telling you is that only Shmuel Omra, below Rav. Because Rav actually actually makshir kyodar v'amrub kasida roma tchata l'parzumet in shebeite tol on, and he forgot to be posik rosh echutim shalem until after he did the kshira. He comes to Rapir Barashi and he was told amalei okyam Rav, it's good enough to be b'fasakat and the kosher. So alma psikatan zui asiyatam, so it should be the same thing by the sukkah okinami ketzitzatam zui asiyatam. What? And Shmuel doesn't hold that. Because Rav Shmuel lo amrin apsikatan zoi asiyatan. V'otani Shmuel mishum Rabbi Chiya. If we were matil your threats into shtei kronot bevatachat, and only afterwards you're posik rosh echutim, it's kosher. I'm assuming that you obviously did the kshira before. So my lav shekosher v'acharkach posik lo, you were posik v'acharkach kosher. Kosher, so obviously, why not? My lememra, because ma the tema bina knaf pshat ptil v'leka. Komash mam'an mitve. Tal'an v'lo pasak rosh echutim shalayan pesulin. My love, pesulin no'lam, v'tiyuf to the rav. Omlach harav, no. The meaning of pesulin is the pesulin only achi paseku. Vashmuamar psulin li eilam, vachinamar levi, psulin li eilam, vachinamar of matam rashmuel, psulin li eilam. And some say that it was actually a psak haloch ala maisa, that omar of matam, the diavi uvda, the atayla kabinimar shmuel, and he told me there's nothing you could do, you got to start all over. Psulin li eilam, meitvin. Tilaan vacharkach pasak rashikutim shabbat. Psulin. So then it's psula. Now, I ask you to think, so what does that have to do with typically that they're mechuber? El, it's got to be talking about katzitzan. And nonetheless, it says psula. Shema mina lo amrina katzitzatat zui psula asiatan. And it's a tiyuf to the Rav. Amalecha Rav, no, you know what? It might be talking about, we're over here. You didn't really cut it. You were just shalfina shlufe. So it's lo minkara asiyadidu. Okay, but what do you do about the other one? The first bright is said, talan v'acharkach pasak. It means mamish pasak. Kasha la Rav? Yeah, okay. Kasha. Limikitanoi. Ovar veliktan pasol. Devir Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadok. V'chachamim makshiri. Now, if we make the assumption, as they did in the Beis HaMedrash, kuleyama luluf tzorech aga, and kuleyama yalfina luluf misuka, because by suka it does say tas v'lom anase. So here too, it's tas v'lom anase. So what's left to argue about? So my lava come if okay, this machlok is a ravish mulu. Manda machra sofar amina gabisuka kititatan zuyasiatan, like Rav. in which case Gabi Lulav Nami, I mean, look at the Tanzu Esiatan. Uman the poses of a law, I mean, Gabi said the Kitsa Tanzu Esiatan, like Shmuel, the Gabi Lulav Nami law, I mean, look at the Tanzu Esiatan. No, not necessarily. Maybe Kulayami Lormin Gabisuka Ksita Tanzuya Siata. The question is whether Nalev Sukamilula. That's the question. And therefore, Lormin Gabisuka Tizazan Valk, but Nalev Lulav Misuka, with Manda Maksha Sava Loya Fidelul Misuka, Manda Posa Sava Yafinalul Misuka, or Viboitema, Isfir under Lulav Tsar Hagat Kulayamalu Plagidia Fidelul Misuka, Okaboka Miflagate, Marsava Tsar Hagat, Marsava Ain Tsar Hagat, who were plucked the Danitanoi, the Tanya, Lulav Ben a good Ben Jeno, a good Kasher, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, a good Kasher, Jeno, good Pasul. My time, the Rabbi Yehuda Yolef Lakicha Lakicha Miagadat is. Cold of Asher Makabal to Maminonim, Leomer Shlokasha Makraved, Yalem and Oretz, Len and Ma'ed of Asher Makabal to Men, it's a cloud, Vigidulam and Oretz, of Sukkot of Asher Makabal to Vigidulam and Oretz. But that's only if a Sukkot is a cloud. So, Nichol, the Mandiomer and Aniak covered, are you? What about the Mandiomer Sukkot's Mamash, Asula and Michael, remember the Tanya? Kibis Sukkot of Shafti Bnei Israel and Ani Kavod, are you? Divere Beliezer. Rabbi Akiva, Mer Sukkot Mamash, Asula. So, Nichol, Rabbi Beliezer, Rabbi Akiva, Michael, Mema. Kiyat Rav Dimi, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Om Akro Chag HaSukkot, Ta'aseh Lecha Makish Sukkah L'Chagiga. Ma Chagiga Davashen Mekabal Tumah V'Gidul Men Oretz, Av Sukkah Davashen Mekabal Tumah V'Gidul Men Oretz. I don't get it. So then why not say go all the way? Ma Chagiga Ba'alei Chayim, Av Sukkah Namah Ba'alei Chayim. Kiyat Rav and Om Rabbi Yochanan, Om Akro, Be'os Pekram Migor Nechom Yikvecha. That's a reference to Psolet Goren V'Yekav HaKatum Medaber. How do you know? Maybe it's a reference to the Gorn Atzma, the Yekev Atzma, which is Mekabel Tuma. Rabbi Zera, because the Yekev is liquid, right? I mean, Yev Shalos Achechbo. Matkev La Rabbi Yirmiyah, why not? Why not be Mesachek with concentrated wine? Yayin Karush, Abo Mishnir, Shudo Meli Gulei Dveila. Rabbi Zera, darn, Hamil Tavib Yadam, comes on Rabbi Yirmiyah, Vashal Abin Arbi. Rabbi Shammer, no. Me Gorn Achaz the point. Me garnachavalo garev. Me yikvachavalo yekev itself. Rav Chista Rami Hacha. Tzu'u ahar v'aviu alei zayid, v'alei etshemen, v'alei adas, alei tamarim, v'alei etzavot. Wait, isn't it adas is etzavot? On Rav Chista, adas shote, v'suka, v'etzavot, l'lulam.
Okay, so today's daf is daf yudalit. We were basically in the middle of the sugya of what happens if somebody sleeps inside of another ohel. Shmuel was talking about what defines basically an ohel inside of a sukkah. So one of the things that we discussed yesterday, Shmuel said that a kila, which is a temporary kind of canopy bed, even if it has a full canopy, meaning that it's spread on all four sides, but it's just set up temporarily for a night, is considered not to be an ohel to be mevatel the sukkah, as long as it's not 10 tefachim high. We asked from a number of different locations. In each case, Shmuel said those cases where it said it's prohibited to talk about where it was, 10 tefachim high. And we got to making a nafkamina between naklitin, where there's two, and therefore you don't have a real god, and kinofot, where there's four. Since we made a nafkamina in the brisa of naklit, the reason I'm going all this over is because we're going to have an ikere amre in the first circuit. So we need to be reminded clearly what we're referring to. So the case of the naklitin, it said in the Braita, the only time that it's kosher, when you have only two poles, one on either side, and you don't have a gag, is dafka where it's not 10 tefachim. But if it was 10 tefachim, then even though it doesn't have a gag, it wouldn't be good. Mashka that the kinofot, which have a full gag, because they're talking about four poles, that those would be osur, even if they're not 10 tefachim. And Shmuel was insisting that it's dafka if it is 10 tefachim. So we established yesterday a distinction between something which has a kviut, such as naklitin, a bed that has a permanent construction on either side, one pole on either side, kinofot for sure, four poles on either side. Over there, Shmuel is motivated that even if it's not 10 tefachim, that the kviyut itself gives it a din of an oil. What he was talking about was a kila. A kila is very not kavua, something you just set up for the night. And therefore, unless it's 10, as long as it doesn't have a gag, unless it's 10, there's not, even if a gag, rather, there's no hakpada. What about the case of sukkah gabisukkah? We're over there, you need 10, even though it is kavua. So we said that's because in sukkah gabisukkah, it's a different tamwacha to be mavatal the sukkah. To be mavatal the sukkah, you have to first establish a valid sukkah on top of it. But these cases don't require that. They only require you to be in a significant other oil within the sukkah. For that, I'm not trying to be mavata my sukkah. I'm just trying to take you out of it. And that, all that's necessary is either a kviyut with less than asara tavachim with a gag, or a non-kviyut, just a kila, with asara tavachim and a gag. That's what we had come out with yesterday. Today, we had to stop a little bit in the middle. We were going on a bit too long. So actually, we were continuing right at one quarter of the way up. Omer of Tachlifa Baravini Omashmuel, Hayashen Bechila Arom, Botsiro Shochutzachila, the Korek Riachma. Consistent with Shmuel's halacha that we don't view a kilo, which is temporary, as being the equivalent of an ohel, so then for all intents and purposes, it also doesn't have the power to define where it is that you're located. In other words, we understand that if a guy is inside of a house, and he's stark naked, he can't stick his head out of the window and say Kriyat Shema and say, what do I need to get dressed for? Basically, my head's in one place. My body's in another place. Even better than getting dressed. I got a barrel around it. Well, the barrel actually would help. Because there we say that wherever, because his body is in the house, basically he's considered to be in the house together with the rest of it. He's not wearing anything. But a kila, according to Shmuel, is not considered to be a bayit, nor is it considered to be an oil of any type. So then for all intents and purposes, he's walking around wearing a barrel, right? Okay, so then he's not naked. He's not naked, he can say Kriyat Shema. So Yashen Bechila Arom, Motsi Rosho Chutzachila Vakorei Kriyat Shema. He sticks his head outside of the Kila, and we don't look at the Kila as a place, we look at the Kila as wearing a barrel. So fine. Neisve Yashen Bechila Arom, Lo Yotsi Rosho Chutzachila Vikra Kriyat Shema. The Braita says Beferish, not like that, and the answer is going to be obvious, because we've already seen this distinction three times. Welcome to my Eskinon. Kishagavoh Asara, Shmuel, of course, answers. But as I've said before, if the kila has 10 tvachim, then Eino Chinami becomes choshev despite the fact that it's not kavua. In fact, Hafinami miskavra, also I'm not just trying to put you off, it's very reasonable, that the case there is that it's kavua asar, because take a look at the continuation of the braita itself. It says there, quote, halamazeh dome, lo'omed bebayit arom, shlo yotziro shol chutz lechalon v'yikra kriyat shema. What's it comparing it to a bayit? This would be the equivalent of sticking your head outside of the window of the house. That's what it's trying to say, is that the case that I'm referring to is a case that indeed is similar to the bayit, so that it has the fashivas of a house rather than as wearing a barrel. Shmami know that indeed that's the case. And by the way, bayit not. Don't make the mistake of thinking that we need to treat a house the same way that we treat a kila, that the house would have to be 10 tefach. I mean, remember that Shmuel all along is giving us a number of different values for these parameters. In other words, you can establish kviut by usage. The fact that it's there all the time. So you have the naklitin, you have the kinofot. You establish the significance of an oil by the question of whether it has a gag. Well, that's the difference between kinofot and naklitin. It's have a gag of tefa. Or you can establish the value by its height. So if you have the height, then even though it's not kavua, the height makes up for the lack of kviyut. If you have the kviyut, which is the bayit, so then you don't need the height. Therefore, bayit nami, hafa pishayin of kavua asara, kiva de kviye. So just as I said earlier, the kinofot are kavuim. There I don't need 10 tefachim. So too over here, the bayit is considered to be kavua, and therefore for sure you wouldn't need asara tefachim. The lo garami kinofot. It already said before in the braita that in the case where you have posters on the bed, since those posters are kavua, so therefore if they're even less than 10 tefachim, Shmuel was made in that they're no good.
I thought the din is
Why do you repeat it four times? You said four times. I understood the first time. So libo rois erva, you could say the same thing is true when your heart can't see down straight. It has to go outside of the beged, come back around again. What good is wearing a beged?
Yeah,
what good is wearing a belt? Why is it a hafzik? Why can't your heart see straight down?
Very tight though.
The point is that where a person is considered to be, where you're asking only in terms of labor or esaruba. The question over here is: what is he? Is he wearing something, or is his body in one rishus, his head is in another rishus? You are right, and if you're going to be makpid and labor or esaruba, and we don't consider this to be wearing something, then enachinami. The question over here is whether you are basically omed without labor or esaruba yourself being esaruba. We're not dealing here with libra or esaruba. We're dealing with the question of whether you are naked. That's a completely different issue. If this is not considered to be wearing something, then and you hold that Libra Reserva is Osir, which we don't hold here, we're not going like that. But if you would hold Libra Reserva, you have to address that issue separately. But here, the other, there's another question. Not everybody agrees Libra Reserva is possible. But there is a din of being Rui Reserva, that for sure is. But here, if you are not naked because your head is basically sticking out of the barrel, so it's the equivalent of being dressed.
It's a separate
din. Absolutely. Right? By Erechinami, you would need to address that issue separately. If it's not wearing it, then Erechinami. Whatever you would hold by the Brisa Rebbe would still apply here. Now, there's another Lishnachri, there's another Lashon, and according to the Rush, this Lashon that comes up is not arguing, bringing out another issue. Because what we discussed in the first question was what happens if you have less than 10 Tfachim and you have a full roof. The Lishnachrina concentrates on the Ein Lagag. First Lashon said, what if Yesh Lagag? So if Yesh Lagag and it's less than 10, it was okay, I'll leave it to Shmuel. The Lishnachrina quotes Shmuel as saying the following, which is not contradictory. Amar Rav Yudah Shmuel, Mutar Lishan Bekilat Chatanim Besukah, you can sleep in a Kilat Chatanim, which is a very temporary structure that wasn't really all that usable. Lufisha Ein Lagag, a Kilat Chatanim came up to a sharp, basically to a sharp point on top. It was more like more decorative rather than a real canopy bed. And so, Mamela, the question over here would be, since it doesn't have an oil, it's okay. And here it's Alpha Pishagavola Asara. So before we spoke about a kila, regular kila, that does have a gag, at least a tefa, kila chasan, it comes up to such a sharp angle that it doesn't have a gag at all. So therefore, even if it would have 10 tefachim, it would also be fine. The other case was talking about where there is a gag, so therefore it couldn't have 10 tefachim. So the two lishanas of Shmuel, basically, they're mashlim one the other. So then we ask, it says you're not Yotzei. In this version, we answer, not about the 10, but rather the variable over here is Gag or no Gag. So in this version, the answer was, that's talking about a Kila, temporary canopy, where it does have a Gag. And I said, of course, that it can't be 10. Toshma, how about the Mishnah? Naklitin shnayim v'kinofot arba'a. Naklitei amita is one on either end. Kinofot are two on either end, total of four. Pireis agabe kinofot psula, agabe naklitin kshira. So here it says, if you just had it over the two, it would be kosher, but only if the naklitin, the vachal naklitin, voim namita, asarat vachi, mashma, that if they would be gavoa asara, they would be pasol, even though they don't have a gag. Hashem can answer this. The point of naklitin is that they don't have a gag tefach. Shmuel says, if you don't have a gag tefach, then even if it's asara, it would be okay in this version. So how does he explain the mission of naklitin? In this version, we need to introduce yet another variable. And the other variable is that shiny naklitin de kaviye. Naklitin are considered to be permanent. And that's a problem. Because in the previous version, we used the din of permanence to give me the din of the kinofot. We said that the reason that the kinofot puzzle, even though they're less than 10, is because they're permanent. So now you're really confusing me. You're telling me the naklitin are only puzzle if they're 10. And you're talking about naklitin that are kavua, but that was the variable that defined the posters before. So how can you use the same variable? Either kvi lavi kikinofot. I don't understand. So the variable of kviut now makes the naklitin the same as the kinof. If it makes it the same as the kinof, then it shouldn't require 10 tefachim. So how many variables can you have? Answers the Gemara: the variable of kvi is itself a staged variable. There's levels of kviut. In other words, in terms of comparing the kinofot to a naklitin, they're not legabe kinofot lo kavi. They're certainly not as kavua as kinofot are. But they're considered to be vis-a-vis the kila kavi. So therefore, what we're saying is this. If you have something which bichalal is not considered to be a canopy bed, and you come along and you stick a broom on either side to create a canopy, over there, it's considered to be completely without kviut. And therefore, since it has no gag, even if it's lamala mi'asara tvachim, no problem, Sishmu. If you have a permanent implant, a bed that has two poles, then it's permanent. So then, even though it has no gag, then you could also have it at 10. But the moment that you have these naklitin over here, tafa pisha ein lagag, so then the naklitin which are kavua become posel if they're 10, even though they don't have a gag. Kinofot, which are more kavua than naklitin, this is a true canopy bed. You would define it as a canopy bed. As a matter of fact, it looks weird not to have the canopy there, have these four things sticking out. So Mimela over there, even if it's not dense, it has a gag, that's a tefa. It would be possible, even according to the original Lashon of Shmuel, who says that even if you've got a gag of a tefa, it's not possible if it isn't dense. Here, because it's kavua, it is possible. So it means we have basically three situations. Completely non-kavua, kavua vis-a-vis kila, and then completely kavua as the actual kinofot on all four sides. So the most kavua does not require 10. The less kavua, which it doesn't have a gag, is if it's 10, it's possible. And the least kavua is not possible at all. That was that's the two lashonas that was put together. That's how the Rosh understands the sugya. Right, the first lashon was that if you have a gag of a tefach, it would be possible if it's 10. But that was only if it was kavua. Right? This lashon begins with, since it doesn't have a gag, even if it is 10. The middle case is that if it doesn't have a gag, but it's kavua, so then if it has 10, it's no good.
Where's the tefach?
So no, the gag is the tefach.
Meaning?
There's no tefach within 3 in the kiosk sign. It has to be within 3. That's the question, whether she pulled the olim or considered to be olim or not, that we had in Shabbos. Okay, so we have now, in Okinami, 3 possibilities. With this, basically, Shmuel could answer anything you throw at him. I mean, he's defended himself now to the utmost. Because any case that you bring at him, he can either say that it's talking about doesn't have a guide, it doesn't have 10, or it's not considered to be kavua. And then he's covered. Torah Shrabba Bar Avuna. Muter lishon b'kila afa pishe yesh lagag afa pishe gavua asara. But here comes along now Rabba Bar Avuna, and he says that a kila, even though it has a gag, you could sleep in it even though it's gavua asara. Now that's certainly not like Shmuel was saying. Shmuel said you at least have to have one thing wrong. Either it's not gavua asara, or it doesn't have a gag. You can't have it both ways. Kiman, who indeed was he going according to? I guess he was going according to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. The Yonah Rabbi Yehuda Shita clearly seems to be the lo ati oel arai umevatel oel kva, that since your sukkah is considered to be kavua, remember that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita anyway, so now if you sleep inside a temporary structure in the sukkah, you don't say that the sukkah is now made basically redundant, because it subsumes the oel arai, that's within it. It's not, because after all, in the Mishnah later on, Rabbi Yehuda says, no agin hayinu lishon tachat hamita bifnei hazikeni. When we went to yeshiva, we all used to stay under the bed, and the sukkah wasn't room for everybody. And nobody said it was a problem. But, I mean, if that's what Rabbi Bar Avuna was saying, all he had to say was, is halachic Rabbi Yehuda? What does he have to say as if he's making his own psak? Mutar lishon bekila, even though it has a gag, even though it's 10, let him just say, we passed like Rabbi Yehuda. And then I'd understand that myself. No. Because Rabbi Yehuda could be misunderstood. Suppose he would have said halachic Rabbi Yehuda. You're not halachic Rabbi Yehuda, have a mina. Hane mile mita. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda's logic was a completely different issue. Maybe what Rabbi Yehuda meant was, well, they allowed us to sleep under a mita, not because an oil arai is not mefatel the sukkah, but because a mita is not considered to be an oil. Because an oil is something which is made to cover something else. And over here, the mita is not made to cover something, it's made to support something. The fact that I now pervert this mita into an oil, I mean, that for sure won't be mefatel a true oil. But suppose I had made a kila on top of the mita, which is meant to be an oil, then maybe even Rabbi Yehuda would be mother. That was no good. Comes along Rabbi Bar Avuna to say, you should know that that wasn't the point at all. And indeed, Rabbi Yehuda's logic was that lo asi oil arai, mevat lo kva, and therefore I want you to know that halakha l'maaseh, you could sleep even if the oil was made for the top of the mita, then you're sleeping under it. So that clarifies it. Of course, he's not saying his own thing, but he's clarifying what Rabbi Yehuda's svara was. So if it wouldn't have been, I would have said, I mean, the meat of the gaba asuya. Avakila de lutucha asuya imalo. Maybe a kila which is made for its actual purposes of an oil, you wouldn't be allowed to sleep in. Kamashman, therefore, comes along now. Is this for me? Wow. Thank you. Kamashman, Rabba Baravuna. Now, no time of Rabbi Yehuda is because of us, yola raim avat alo kava. Not because it was a bed. Loshna mitava, loshna kila. Doesn't matter whether it was a true oil or whether it was what you might have thought was not a real oil because it was a gaba asuya.
Before we said if it has four posters, isn't that kavua? So all of a sudden,
if it has four posters,
so this, and now you said it's an oil.
This argues. This is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel was going to leave it to Rabbanan, but in Afinami, he's passing like Rabbi Yehuda. So we have basically five possibilities. And if you have the ultimate kviyas in terms of bias, bias could be even as other halachas that are okay. Resolved. Every moment is planned.
Baruch
Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech
HaOlam Shehakol Nehi Amen. Zot HaHeilige Mishnah.
We mentioned earlier, quoting this Mishnah, Hidla'a Leha Yata Gefen Yata Dela'at Veta Kisus, some have the Girsa Kisum. So somebody now trains over a trellis, either an actual vine, or a pumpkin vine, or ivy. V'sichech al, the Girsa in most places, V'sichech al Gaban. And then he puts Schach over this. I didn't mention it here actually, because it's transparent. But there's a machlokas about wondering what comes first. Because if you first start off with the sukkah kasher and then you add, now, hidla aleha, meaning over the sukkah, whether that would be different than starting with the pasal sukkah, the hidla aleha, and then adding schach to that. Now that could be dependent on the sheet of the Tosfos that we were talking about earlier. Once you have a kosher sukkah, you're not going to be able to vatlet just because you add it. But it's a further machlokas as to whether there is such an afkamina. So in any event, some have the sichecha gaban, that you started off with the ivy, and then you added, on top of them, you added the schach. Others have the visichech al gaban, in other words, you were madla on an existing sukkah, and then you were mesach and tried to be mevatelit by putting the schach in it, through it.
So gaban is the vine, and the gaban is the sukkah.
Right. So then, imayasi chuchar beinian. So if there's more schach than there is, more kosher schach than there is the growing things which are possible, oh, she cuts it down, or you cut down the growing things now to make them kosher, it would be kosher. Now here we run into a couple of problems right away. Remember that we had a machlokas Rashi and the other Rishonim earlier as to whether chaftan, the case of chaftan, where you were going to mix the branches of the tree, in the case where you built a sukkah under a tree, you mix the branches of the tree with your schach. According to Rashi, that was kosher because of bittul. But others learned, including the Ramban, that you can't be mevatel the branches because the branches basically are nikorais. I can always take a finger and trace the vine that's growing and see exactly where it is, remove it. I mean, what kind of bittul is that? What kind of yirvuv is that? It's not a real yirvuv. So other Rishonim learned that chaftan is you knock off the leaves, in which case there was no issue of bittul. So then why does it say in the Mishnah, Osha cuts its own? Mashmah, there's two different doctrines. And so you could have the sichur char beinihem even without cuts its own. Osha cuts its own. So explain that. Then indeed, Rav Avram ben Arambam throws this at his father's pesach. Explain this mission. So then here we have two completely different things. The case of Mishnah talks about it. Brings the construction of the Mishnah out of the Rambam. So let's first discuss the other problem we have here. The other problem is, what about Tasav Elam and Asr? You started off with a sukkah. It's a perfectly beautiful sukkah, except for the fact that it's growing from the ground. It's not kosher. Now you come along and you cut it. So now it's no longer growing from the ground. But you didn't make the sukkah, because the sukkah now was formed, basically, through creating something that wasn't the sukkah at the time that you created it. You've just addressed the problem, but you haven't built a new sukkah. So we're going to see that if you hold Tasav Elam and Asr is a problem, then indeed you need to lift up these vines and set them down again. Because otherwise there was no act of asiyah that was kosher at the time. The case of Misha suggests that that may be the issue over here in the Rambam. That the first case was that im hayasichu char beimeyen is of course also talking about that you would cut it. But the problem is it had been cut in a way that wouldn't have been kosher because of Tasav Elam and Asr. And therefore, by being sichech al gaban, that's the asiyah. So you're addressing the asiyah problem by not taking other schach and making it with the other schach. So now you're oisim. The other case, osha katzitzan, there the Rambam says, that indeed in that case, we were only katzitzan. You would need to lift it up and set it down again because of Tasav Elam and Asr. But neither case was talking about a hechsher of a growing thing. The cases were just addressing the Tasav Elam and Asr issue. The Rambam here is consistent. Why doesn't it say the Lashon of Chaftan instead of just Katsutzan? That's Bechal no problem. He said because the Lashon of the Mishnah is Lachud, Lashon of the Chachamim is Lachud, but we're assuming, of course, it was a Maisa of Katsutzan. Now, the next piece of the Mishnah is very strange. Usually when the Mishnah tells you Halacha and then says Zeh HaKlal, the Zeh HaKlal is the definition of what we just said. I can't think of another example where a Mishnah does this. Actually, the Ritva speaks this out. But the Zeh HaKlal over here has nothing to do with what we just said. It's saying, and furthermore, Zeh HaKlal, Kol shehu mikabel tuma, or en gidulo min haaretz. Something now, even if it had grown from the ground, but it's a mikabel tuma, so now it's maybe it was once upon a time a tree, but now it's a pitcher, so it'll now be mikabel tuma. Or if it's bechalal not gidulo min haaretz, even if it's not mikabel tuma. So let's say that you have a skin of an animal, which is raw still, it hasn't been formed into anything. It's not mikabel tuma, but it's also not gidulo min haaretz. En misachachim bo, that, by the way, is the example that Rashi brings. The reason it's such a curious example is because most people say that little prayer, may we sit in the sukkah's or shalav yasa, which according to this Rashi is posel. So why would we want to sit in a posel sukkah?
Well, what do you mean?
We say at the end of sukkah, we should be zeichet to sit, and next year at this time, the sukkah's or shalav yasa.
Maybe it's only talking about the
walls? Maybe it's just talking about the light,
the spiritual light.
Even better, maybe it's talking about the spiritual life.
That's
by the way, you should know this is a big deal. There are many poskim who say not to say that. Because the sukkah's orish. Yes, why? Because sukkah's orish of Yasmin Man of Shah. If you hold it's referring to spiritual light, so you're basically saying next year this time may I be dead. That's certainly not, I mean, that's a rather absurd thing to say. That's La'asid Lava means in Olam Haba. I should only be in Olam Haba this time next year. No, it's not. I mean, if you wait a little to get to your Olam Haba, you know? So therefore, you certainly shouldn't say it if that's the job. if it means that it's some say, okay, Sukkah means the Yemei Mashiach, doesn't mean Lasid Lofa, it means a literal Sukkah. Then you get into the problem of whether you're referring to the Schach, which is usually what the word Sukkah means. And then Oro Shel of Yosef is rather strange thing. That's the big mile that the walls should be made out of the Vassan. The walls you can make out of anything.
That's Sukkah, just this. Just before we leave.
Yes, but we say that our Sukkah next year should be the Sukkah since we were the kind of Sukkah Kiyosu.
Are fish Gedulei Karka?
Fish are not Gedulei Karka. Specifically not. No, this
they
is
were created different day.
What's that?
They were created.
No, that wouldn't matter, but they're not called Gedulei Karka. Animals, according to one sheet, are called Gedulei Karka. But fish are not called Gedulei Karka.
Compared to the animals.
Maybe not this is a fish?
To live Yosef? That's the big fish. Okay, in any event, it's fun, right? But you should know that there's a... Come. I say it because of my Hasidic roots, you know, but it's not... you could just say it without saying next year. There is a year, so it says we should be saying that this is the Sarshal of Yosef. But you don't have to say next year. That way you avoid the whole problem. Okay, then further says the Klal, V'chol davasha eino mekabel tumah v'gidulom, in our eyes, if it's both eino mekabel tumah, it goes to the ground, then mesachachim bo, not to mention the previous thing, which is here not included in the Klal, which is very strange, that is that it can't be mechuber. So the Kol is a little misleading. Yosef, Rav Yosef, came to Ravuna. So Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Ravuna, and he was saying that even though the Mishnah says that if you cut down the ivy, the sukkah is kosher, Rav explained, hold on a minute, it's not... It is kosher, but you're certainly going to have to be tzarech l'nanea. You have to pick it up and lower it again, because otherwise, there's no asiyah. Where was the act of asiyah? See, even though in picking it up a little bit and sending it down again, it's not a true asiyah. Okay. It didn't start from scratch. But you were asik in the asiyah of the sukkah, so that's already enough. Ta'aselah. Make yourselves a sukkah. Okay. Well, we have the same idea of, moving your tefillin to say the barakah, if you weren't able to say the barakah before. You know, so you're l'nanea, so to speak. Same thing over here. But since it's... Omalei Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said to Rav Yosef, I'm sorry, but Shmuel said that. And Rav Yosef got furious. Rav Yosef turned his face away. Omalei, did I say Shmuel didn't say it? For God's sake, I said Rav said it. What does that have to do with whether Shmuel said it? I never said Shmuel didn't say that. I said Rav said it. So you want to say, and Shmuel said it, thank you very much. What are you interrupting me for? Omalei Rav Huna, what I'm trying to tell you is, darn it, that Shmuel said it and not Rav. That's what I'm saying. Okay, Kamina Lacha. Shmuel Amra Velo Rav. I know for a fact that Rav actually was Machshir that case without requiring Nanua. And he held there was no psul over here of Tasavalum and Asri. He heard Rav Amram Chasida. I'll tell you exactly what the Maisa was. Maisa with Rav Amram Chasida. Rav Amram Chasida held that women have to wear tzitzis. So therefore, he would put in all his wife's aprons and pajamas, prasamikas, he would put in tzitzis because he held that Lila was man. Tzitzis or itevoto had nothing to do with day or night. It had to do with whether a blind person is chayev in tzitzis.
Which is why a woman would be chayev.
And therefore a woman would be chayev because it's not a mitzvah sasei shazman gorma. Fine. But what he did was, he took, this is real industrial tzitzis making, let me tell you. He took one string, folded it over four times, stuck it through, and there you go. You got your tzitzis already made. See, you just tie it. V'lo posek rashi chutim shalom. He forgot to cut the strings at the bottom, so it would be separate strings. Now he wanted to know, can he now cut it and retroactively make, or does he have to take the whole thing apart, put it back together again because it doesn't belong to him? Because he didn't have the strings at the time that he put it in. So also the comment of Rebchia Barashi. So he came to Rebchia Barashi for a psak. Rebchia Barashi told him that Rav said that all he has to do is cut it, and it's kosher, okay? So now, what does that mean? There is a comment of Tassel Aman Asri. Yeah, but the only part that's ma'akev would be to make to have the knaf when you make the kesher. Yeah. So he quoted Rav in saying, go ahead, just cut it. So what's the logic in this? That the act of cutting it is the asiyah. Why does it have to be the asiyah of the string and then tying the knot? That's the asiyah gufa. So therefore, by the sukkah, why can't it be the same thing? I put up, you, because of your prejudice, you've decided, I have to have my sticks first, and then putting the stick down is making the schach. Tell me, why isn't taking a saw and cutting the stick off the ground making the schach? So Rav hopes that cutting it is making the schach. No, what's so bad? So why would there be a psul of tasav alam and asri if that is the act of the asiyah? So if that's the case, what are you telling me that Rav said on the sukkah that you're going to have to pick up each piece after you cut it because there was no act of asiyah? You see that Rav hopes that cutting it is the asiyah. Therefore, when I tell you Shmuel said it, I mean only Shmuel said it, Rav would have disagreed. The act of cutting the branches off of the ground is the making of the sukkah. What, you're telling me that Shmuel wouldn't agree to that? You're telling me that Shmuel, in other words, you make the whole thing dependent on the comparison of tzitzit. So in other words, v'savar Shmuel, lo aminam tzikatan zu asiyatan, that in the case of tzitzit, Shmuel would not have agreed to what you just said. V'otani Shmuel mishum Rebchia. Shmuel actually discussed that case. Shmuel said, he's quoting Rebchia here, that he til, l'shnei kronot v'atachat, this is super industrial asiya. You make your four threads, and now you put it through all four corners at once. Or two. I'm saying, why not go all the way? Then you just cut and tie. Wonderful. So he till the shneker not the vatachad, yacharkach pasak roshichutim shalem shem. You may even put it through two corners. You could cut it afterwards. Now, I mean, I guess the only chiddush over here is that you already did the kshira, because otherwise, what's the chiddush? So it must be. I mean, my life shekosher v'yacharkach pasak, that you did the kshira and now you cut it. So now you've got two separate corners. So then he's saying the same thing, that the act of cutting is the making of the tithes. So now you really got a problem. Because now neither Rav said it, nor Shmuel said it. So what are you telling me? So obviously there's some kind of difference between the Sakh and the tzitzis, I guess. I mean, otherwise, why did you agree that Shmuel said it? So my Rav Shekosher v'acharkach posek? No. There it's talking about that he was posek v'acharkach kosher. Actually, he didn't make the tzitzis. He stuck in the threads, cut them, and then he made the tzitzis. That's what's the chiddush. If that's the case, Milam Eima, there's no chiddush at all there. Unless you're like this, we're telling you a big chiddush. That the act of the cutting is the asiya. But if you're telling me that this is how he did it, so what are you going to tell me? An industrial process. What's the halacha that comes from this? And Milam Eima, no! It's still a chiddush. Because Ma'od Tema, I might have thought that you need to have a knaf at the time that you are putting in the ptil. The ptil, if the Torah is telling you, put the ptil in your bag. I never put the ptil in my bag and on the knaf. It wasn't a ptil at that time. It was a chut. It only became a ptil after I cut it. Now I have the ptil in there. So maybe that itself would be a pekam of tasa v'lom and alasa. That's what he's coming to tell me. That part doesn't count.
Ptil is, what's the difference ptil?
As opposed to a chut. A ptil means that I have a hanging braid. Right? I have now a thing that looks like a braid. You don't have any braid. You have just basically a chut. So maybe that's the chiddush. That is not part of the asiya. Only the tying is part of the asiya, but Enoch Inami, had you tied it before, you would have cut it. It would have been puzzle because it ties to the manasi. That clearly was what Shmuel holds. Therefore, you would say over here by the sukkah that the ketitza is not considered to be a kosher asiya of the sukkah, and you'd have to lift it up. But Rav holds even if you tied it, that it's because that's the only chiddush in Rav's case. If you tied it, so Enoch Inami over there would hold up by sukkah. The ketitza itself is the asiya of the sukkah. Kamash Malan, that there's no problem of having a ptil at that time, and it's a single knaf, right? There's a knaf and not separate things. Talan v'lo pasak rashechutim shalem psulim. It says in a braita, you put in the tzitzis and you didn't cut the chutim. It's possible. When I say it's possible, I mean it's mashia. Not that there's nothing to do about it. Not that it's possible until you cut it. I mean, obviously, I know I have to cut it. I don't need tzitzis. So you're telling me it's possible, I allow that it's possible permanently. No, because you got a problem of tasa v'lominos, so you have to untie it and restart from the beginning. So my lap suddenly the yayla, which is a tiyuf to the Rav, because Rav said that cutting it itself is sufficient, and that's the asiya. Amlacharav, no, it just means psulim. You can't wear this until you cut it. That's all it means. Psulat shepaseku. Where Shmuel says indeed it's psulim the yayla, which is consistent with what he says by the sukkah. Unless you lift it up and put it down again, it's possible. So over here, since I did the kshira, and only then I do the cutting, and I don't hold that cutting is asiya, so I'm going to have to start over. I have to take it apart, put it back in, and start from the beginning. V'chein Omar Levi. Levi also agreed that Shmuel Amar, this is not a separate psak, because that is how the Bach changes the Girsa. Levi quoted Shmuel and saying Psulim Yailam, and so said Rav Masna in the name of Shmuel, Psulim Yailam, and this is consistent basically with what Rav Huna has told Rav Yosef. This is Shmuel's psak all the way through. Ikari Amri, others say that Rav Masna did more than that. Rav Masna said, I actually had a halacha lemaisa, that I myself had this problem. I came to Shmuel to ask him whether it's okay if I cut it, and then it would be kosher. And he said, no, it's not okay. It's absolutely oilon. So I'm not telling you a theoretical psak. He actually passed a halacha lemaisa on my tzitzit this way.
Wait, so we're going backwards in the last couple of lines.
We're going like Shmuel, not like Rav. That tzitzit is not called asiya. And we said that's talking about that there was no kshira. The chiddush being that you don't need knaf b'shas psil. That's all that we're saying. Right? So at the time that you're putting in the ptil, there's no din of knaf. Even though I stuck everything together and I don't see separate sides on the baguette, separate threads and separate sides, it's not a problem. That's the only chiddush. But I certainly, once I go ahead and do that kshira, which is the actual asi of the tzitzis, it's possible. Yeah. Mason. Tal'an v'chakach pasak rashi chutim shem psulim. I don't understand. It says b'feirish. touching more here. It's possible even if you cut it. The Otanya Gabi Sukkot says exactly the same thing in a bright about Sukkot. It says, Ta'aseh, Yuter, it says, Beferish Chaga Sukkot Ta'aselecha. So Ta'aselecha means it has to be an act of Asiyah. V'lo min ha'asui. And that cannot be from that which was already made. Not to be confused, by the way, with the Chaga Sukkot Shivat Yamin Lashem, which we'll see later. This is Ta'aselecha, it means the act of Asiyah. Lashem had to do with the Kedusha that was Chavan, right? So this is Tasa Velominosi. Mikan Amru, Hidla let a gefen at a dalat with a kisu. Vizichecha gavan psula. Now it says here, it would be possible if you went ahead and made ivy. Now what's that talking about? Vishaloki tzitzan. So what? If it's talking about that you never cut down the ivy, so why the heck did the Brisa introduce this with the words Tasa Velominosi? That's not the problem. Should have introduced it with the words that teach us that you can't have mechuber. It should have said, psula goren vinyekev velo. Actual plants of Garden Viakas, we'll see later on perhaps, or whatever the Ligudi Mar, which we'll see later. Instead, it started with Tasa Velominosri. So obviously, you already did the Ketita, so typically the Mechuborin Ninu. Ela Bishi Katzitzan, it's talking about that you did cut it. The only thing you didn't do was lift it up again and put it down. And it says over here, it's Psula. So Shemamina Dolorimin Ketitzatan Zoyasiatan. We see from here exactly what Shmuel said, that cutting it doesn't solve, just cutting it doesn't solve anything. The Tiyuf to the Rav, and this shows that Rav is wrong. Amalaka Rav. Over here we're talking about not that you did actually detach it from the ground, but you know the way you detached it? You grabbed on to the piece that was sticking on the trellis and you pulled. So you basically ripped it off of the main vine that was growing straight up. It's still right up against it. So there's no clear cut ktsitsa. That action is insufficient to establish an asiya. Either because it looks bad, and therefore we offered it, in which case Tosa said it would only be Tasa Velominosa, it would only be an Esmach for you, because it wasn't really Tasa Velominosa according to Rav. Or Tosa suggests that Shalaf Shalfuni means that you tore the branch, but you left the bark attached. And since you left the bark attached, it truly wasn't enough of a Tasa. So it may not be called growing anymore, but it's certainly not an act of Asiya, in which you clearly separated your Sukkah and said, now it's pure time. So maybe there it would be possible, not just as an ismachta.
That's the definition of
kosher. Right, it may be that it's not mechubar lekarka, so it's kosher schach, but where is the clear cut asiyah? There's no asiyah. So therefore, in that case, said Rav, of course it's kosher schach, but the pagan is ta'aseh v'lo b'na'aseh. That's the pagan. That's how Rav would have to learn it. The lo min kar asiyah didu. Okay, but what about the other part? I mean, what about the part of the tzitzis? The part of the tzitzis you didn't answer. What do you say about the part of the tzitzis? So mikomakom, but tolan v'chakach posa kashu Rav. That part doesn't fit in according to Rav because Rav is either going to consistently hold that psika or tzitza is asiyah or not. I mean, we're not going to say one thing by tzitzas and one thing by sukkah, are we? Okay, kasha, that's a problem. I mean, look, you can never can really blast Rav out of the water because you can always say Rav tanu v'poli. I mean, it's not. But fine, you're right. This doesn't seem to be consistent with Rav. Truth is, yeah.
After the Yigud Amrei that brought the sheet of Shmuel, there was a mesmer. Who was the mesmer on?
Rav. Tiyuf to the Rav.
Back earlier.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we end the yeah. So where was it? Yeah. So kasha rav kasha. Lemek etanoi. Let's say that this indeed is a machlokas tanoim. Avar v'liktan pasul. Here we have another case of tasa v'lominoasa. Case over here is you've got a hadas. A hadas has on it little berries. The halach is, as we'll see later on, if you've got more berries than you have leaves, it's considered to be menumar. And it's not nice, and therefore it's not hadar. You can't use it for your lulav. But if you pull off the berries, so then it's kosher. How about if you pull off the berries? Not allowed to pull off the berries on yantiv. How about if you pull off the berries on yantiv? What's the significance of its yantiv? Significance of its yantiv, Rashi learns, is that you undoubtedly tied your lulav and adasim together before yantiv. So you already have your agat. Oh, the only thing that has to do with asiyah of a lulav is the agat. So you made your agat before yantiv. Now you come along and you pull off the berries. So why don't you have to take your lulav apart, put back together again, which that's supposed to do on yantiv? So now what? So it comes along now, the machlokas. Oh, Babalikta, if you pulled off the berries, it's possible. So now what's the machlokas? We assumed at the onset, Tzavua, the Kuli Amalulav Tzarech Agar. The assumption is that you need to have an element of Asiya in a Lulav, namely to put it together. Okay? If that's true, then I would see Lulav as part of the set of Sukkah. And if it says Tasa by the Sukkah, so then that Asiya would apply to the Lulav as well. As part of the dinim of Sukkah, since it says by Sukkah Tasa Lomana Asui, so we assume that these are all assumptions we make. We're going to attack each of them in a moment. So we assume that Lulav would also require Tasa. In which case the machlokas would be that the man, the machshir, the chachamim over here would say it's kosher if you pulled off all of the berries. That's because they would have said the same thing by sukkah. If you pull off the skach from the ground, that's the asiyah. So if you pull off the berries, that's the asiyah. So just like by sukkah, kisitzatan zoi asiyatan. Gabi lulav nami amir likitatan, taking off the berries, is the asiyah of the kosher lulav. In this case, that does. Uman de posel sova, lo amir gabi sukkah kisitzatan zoi asiyatan. But if you hold that you can't do such a thing by the sukkah, namely Shmuel, so then he would hold the same thing true over here. You can't do it for the lulav either. Gabi lulav nami. Lo amir likitatan zoi asiyatan. In which case, the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel was actually a machlokas between Rav Yeshua bar Tzadok and the Chachamim, and now there's no problem. Any of the prices, whichever direction we see, we know who the author is. Says Gemara, no, actually, that's not true. The Kuleyama, lo amrin gabi sukkah kitzatam zui asiyatam. Everybody holds that we don't say such a thing by sukkah. The question over here is whether there's any reason to assume that the lulav should be learned out of the sukkah. That's the question. Ahakam b'meil of the lulav misukkah can be flagged. Man the machshir savar lo yafin a lulav misukkah. So with this, which move with taina? Certainly there's no such thing as kitzatam zui asiyatam. Why should I say such a thing? That there's such a taina? The machlokas over here is whether there's a tassim l'manasuk shru by a lulav at all. Uman the pasal says, yes, yafil lulav misukkah. We learn out lulav misukkah. There's a psul of tassim l'manasuk. And since, of course, everybody agrees with me, that once there's a psul of tassim l'manasuk, it's not going to help to just pull off a branch. So too over here, it's not going to help to pull off a berry. Or, there's another explanation too. Maybe if people hold that lulav tzarech agar, so then maybe we would learn out lulav misukkah. Question is whether there's b'chlal shayach asiyah from a lulav. Because if you don't know lulav tzarech agat, so what is there to do? Something to do. Pick up the branch and wave it. And then pick up your adas and wave it. You don't have to put it all together. So if you don't need an agat, so where's the asiyah? So ma'asar b'tzarech agat, ma'asar ein tzarech agat. And I know that that is an existing machlokas. So why do you want to create a new machlokas, whether there's a pagam adas or an asiyah? But look at Ani Tanoi. Is the machlokas the following Tanoi? Tanya lulav. Bein al good, bein shein or good kasher. So the Tanakama holds you don't require agat for a lulav. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only al good kasher. She'eino agud pasul. Where does Rabbi Yehuda get such a din from? Where does it say in the Torah that it needs agat? My time in Rabbi Yehuda. Yolek l'kicha l'kicha me'agudat ezov. Just like it says, ulekachtem agudat ezov. So when it uses the word, ulekachtem lachem, lekachtem lachem, b'yom harishon, has to be learned from lekachtem agudat ezov. Mala alam b'agudah, avkanami b'agudah. So l'kicha has to be understood as always taking it in a grouping. Rabbonan, l'kicha l'kicha lo yafinan. I wasn't makabel such a gzeira shava. You can't teach me gzeira shava just from the fact that the words sound the same. Tosis points out, we do have gzeira shava of kicha kicha. Kicha kicha mistayafa. Maybe that's the issue. Is kicha lekicha, basically is that the same gzeira shava or not? Kemanos adetanya lulav mitzvah l'ogdovi im lo agdo kasher. By the way, this is really strange. Because you just made it dependent in whether we learn it out from gzeira shava of lekicha lekicha. So then either yes or no. I mean, either it passes, or bichlal there's no inyan. And yet here we find a man the armor that says that there's an inyan to have it aga, but that it's not ma'akev. I mean, ma'manashav. What would be the inyan? I Rabbi Yehuda. If it's going to Rabbi Yehuda, and if you didn't do the aga, why is it kosher? If it's Rabbanan, where's the mitzvah to be ma'akev? Li'olam Rabbanan. Mishum she'ne'emar zeh keli v'andeyu. Yitzayel lefanav v'mitzvah has nothing to do with the field. It has to do in general with how does it look the best. How can I be most ma'akev in my mitzvah? To make it pretty.
It's a
no, the Ezov is a pagam in the Etzim Hod.
No, but the Ezov is a single plant. So you have to say, it means you can't use a single stalk. But for the Lulav, we're talking about four different. Christopher, are we good? The Kichav, taking. It's not the same thing as taking four different species to say that's terribly good.
We're not comparing it to Agudat Ezov according to this man. There's nothing to do with the Ezov. We're off of that. We finished. That was about Klux Rabbi Rabbi.
How do we know the Lulav needs an
it doesn't. This man Yom also doesn't. This man Yom just says, to me it looks very nice when you've got that little thing and it's all wrapped in it. It's pretty, and therefore I'm doing it because it's pretty.
It would be okay.
It would be okay, but it's not as pretty. So this is more gishma, so let me do it this way. But in Akinami, it's only a lechatchila because it's a kelegan veyu. I think we should stop here, but we'll do our brief reading here. Omer of Tachlifa Baravim Yom Shmuel Yashin Bekila Aron Motzir HaShokot Zekila V'korei Kriyat Shema Meisvei. So what about Ayash Bekila Arum Lo Yotzir HaShokot Zekila V'korei Kriyat Shema? Achumai Eskina Kishavu Aru Kivu Vala Esara Parfinali Mistar Arun Yutani Seif Lama Ze Dome Lo Omid Bebayit Arum Lo Yotzir HaShokot Zekalon V'korei Kriyat Shema. Not because, again, I just want to stress because of Aaron's question, not because of Libra Roya Sereva, because he is naked. Obviously, these Bandyam are not Chayish for Libra Roya Sereva. which Tosfos actually points out. Shema Amina, that is indeed is an afkamina between the Velasar and Arna, because otherwise why are you comparing it to Bayit? Bayit Nami Apkushain the Velasar, of course, Kiva de Kavi is considered to be an all, Logar Niki Dofus. There's a whole other lashon. Lishnak rinami lo amrav yiram shmul mutar lishon bekilat katanim besukal fisha in laga afo pisha gevoa asara meis vayayashu bekilu besukal lo yati yadei chuvatel achulai skidu mishin geish laga ktoshba maklitin shnayim vikinofot arba'a fireis aga vikinofot psula gama inaklitin kshera bevat shlo yanaklitin gevoa imin amita asara tvach so you see from your clearly that if it is gevoa asara it's possible afo pisha in laga that's different, that's maklitin, maklitin is kvili it can be there the same as kinofis. No, it's two types of kvi. The gabi kinofis lo kvi, the gabi kilo the ar kvi. Dorash rabba baravunem hutar lishon mikilaf apishiyesh lagav apishigavo asara, which is not like Shmuel. Kiman, krev yod in the Mishnah. Yomer lolaki olarei levat elo kvat itzlan. Om rev yod no adina yinu lishon tachat amita bifnei azikini. So why not you say alok rev yod? Because if you say alok rev yod, the minan amila mita is not a problem because it's not a real oil. Like a basuya. But a kila, which is a real oil because it's a tochasuya, maybe indeed would have been asra. Kamash malan. Time of the rev yod is because lolaki olarei levat elo kvat. Makes it an afkamina whether it's a mita or a kila. He lo alea ta gefen ve patadat ve ta kisos ve sichecha gaban psula. Ima ya sichecha arbeinim o shechef sag shira. It's just getting better and that's backing it. Zaklal, kol she bekabel tuma vein gidula min arets, ein mesachim lo. Chol dover shenu bekabel tuma vein gidula min arets, mesachim lo. Yosef refused to come to Ravuna. Yosef ago amar, o shechef sag shira, but that's only, said Rav, if you were menanea, tzarech lanea. Omar le Ravuna, no, Shmuel said that. I don't know if that's what happened. I said, Rav said it. So maybe Shmuel said it too. Omar Ravuna, no. Shmuel said it, not Rav. The Rav actually marched it. The other Ravana and Chassid, Ramat Chalta, the Prajur, and Yishabete, Tzolon, the Lopas, Akra, Shechut, Yishalem, Ata, the Kamer, Pchir, Barashi, Omar, Yochi, Omar, Rav, Mafsik, and Mim, Kshirim, Ama, Psikatan, Zo, Yasiatan, Ochinami, Psikatan, Zo, Yasiatan, what about Tani Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chiya Hitul Shneikar Han Bevat Achad? V'achar kach posak roshe chutish alam sheri. My love she kosher v'achar kach posek. Lo, she posek v'achar kach kosher. So then, my little memra. Because that's why Shmuel said the case over here with two corners at once, instead of saying it like Rav. Notice the difference. Rav said one corner, all one chut. Shmuel says two corners. What's the chiddush? Because ma'ad teba knaf b'shat p'til. And over here, by having two corners, you don't have a knaf. That's the point. And therefore, Kamash Malanga, that's not a problem. Maybe. So Alanga, Lopasak Rosh Chutiv Shalim Psuli, my lap Psulim in the Yola, which is Tiyot to the Rab. I'm like, Rab, my Psulim, Psulim actually Paseku. Shmuel says, no, Psulim means the Yola. Chen Omer Levi Omer Shmuel, Psulim the Yola. Chen Omer Mas Omer Shmuel, Psulim the Yola. Ikri Amrav Mas, but the Avi Uv, the Yasor, the Kabir Omer Shmuel, the Omer Le Psulim the Yola. Neis Veitalon, the Achakak, Pasak Rosh Chutiv Shalim, Psulim. V'od, Tani Gabi Sluka Tasa, V'od, this is why it's all one. That's how, why didn't bother mentioning to you to that one. V'od, Tani Gabi Sluka, Tasa, V'od, and Asi, V'kan Omri, Ito, Lesa, Gevin, Lesa, Dvas, Lesa, Kisos, Sichach, Al-Gabim, Psula. So now I ask you, what do you think it's talking about? Evi Dami, if it's talking about Shalom Kitzan, why did it introduce it by saying Tasa, V'od, and Asi? Should have introduced it by saying Mechubar is Pasal. Ela, it's got to be talking about Shkitzan. Nonetheless, it's Psula. Shema Amina de lo Amina Ksitza Tadzu Yasi Atan. Just like Shmuel said all along with you to the Rav. I'm the Rav of my skin, the shop finish with it. In which case, lo minkra, asi yadidu. Mikol makom, how about the other piece? Tolan, vachakak posak, that's still kasha, Rav. Yeah, that's still kasha. Let me get to know. Over the little apostle, the Rav Yishuv and Rav Yitzhadek, the Chachomi Makshir, it's a savrud, the Kuliyama Lulav Tzarechaka, and Yafin Lulav Misuka, since it says by Sukkot Tas, the same thing is true of your Hadas, so my Lav, what can I forget? My Lav, the Marcus, Gabi Sukkot, Sitzat, Tanzu, Esat, Tan, in which case, by the Lulav's Agad, the Lakita of the berries on Hadas would be the Asiyah of the Lulav. Man the apostle holds you don't say Gabi Sukkot, Sitzat, Tanzu, Esat, Tan, in which case, picking the berries off your Lulav, your Hadas, won't help you. Lav, Min, Lakita, Tanzu, Esat, Tan. Says Shmuel, Mon, Mapiton. Maybe Kuleyam alo Amrina Gabi Sukkik Sita Tanzu Asiatan, because they all agree with me. The question over here is, Achamela Lulav Misukkik, can we forget? Manda Maksha Savar doesn't say anything about Tasa on a Lulav. You're claiming, since it says Tasa by a Sukkik, so therefore there's Tasa by a Lulav. Eh, no, you feel a little Misukkik. Manda Pasa Savi, you feel a little Misukkik. Or you know what? Could be that Bechalala Maklokas over here is whether Lulav Tzarek Agat. Is Avalud Tzarek Agat Sadenachinami, there's an Indian of Asiya. So then Kuleyam would agree. That Yafin alone misuk and this is no good. Vakabaka me forget. Mar Savat Sarhagat, Mar Savat Sarhagat. You don't know there's such a machlokas. The Plupianitanoi, the Tanya Lulav Ben Agud Ben Shano Agud Kasher, Rabbi Yudah Mer Agud Kasher, but Shano Agud Pasul. My time in the real Yolaf Lakicha Lakicha, Nagalat Ezov, Kivatam Lakakam Lakamagalat Ezov, Lakak Magalat Ezov, Kivaka Lakakam Lakam, Yomer Shalan Baguda, Akanami Baguda. Rabbi and say, There's no Kabbalah that we have that's exerish over the Yafina. So come on, the Tanya Lulav mitzvah l'agdo. V'yin l'agdo kosher, it doesn't go according to anybody. In Rabbi Yehuda, ki l'agdo, it's not kosher. If it's Rabbanah, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is, mishum zekeh, v'yameyu, hitna'el, v'fanav, v'mitzvah.